According to an ancient legend, a great king once asked an audience with Solomon, the wisest person on earth, a favor. He said, "Good king, in your wisdom, give me a motto to live by. There must be one that shall be as much use to me in times of trouble as in times of prosperity." So Solomon granted the request, whereupon his fellow monarch had the motto engraved on a ring that he wore continually. And the inscription read, "Even this shall pass away." Preserved in legend and honored in scripture, the wisdom of Solomon to this day speaks to us, and this too will pass away. So as Jesus is on a journey today in the Gospel of Mark, a man runs up to him, kneels down before him, and asks, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" The young man expected that there would be some questions, and he handled them, and then seeing that he followed all of God's commandments through all of his youth. And he was thinking things are going great, as they should be. He sees that Jesus loves him and wants to accept him. And then comes a surprise question. Jesus asks for one thing more. He asks that the man would sell his possessions, all the things he's acquired his entire life and is holding onto. Despite his enthusiasm, his desire to follow Jesus, he begins to understand that he is not able to take the next and final step. So his face falls. He goes away sad. He realizes he cannot do what Jesus asks him to do. But the man's failure is not so much a failure of generosity. We might say it's a failure of trust. He should have been able to trust that Jesus was asking him to let go of what he had. It was only because Jesus was going to give him something better. Something that money can't buy, the world can't give, but God has in store. Yes, his possessions were good things, but Jesus wanted to give him something more. Because he could not let go of those possessions, he walks away, holding on to them as if they're everything he can keep. And then not knowing that in the next world, there's nothing that we can bring. Close to home, the story asks us, are we willing to let go? Are we willing to let go all that we've accumulated? To let go so the Lord can open a new chapter. Many stories are told about what happens when the time comes to enter the gates of heaven. And one of those stories says that St. Peter has been put in charge of who gets in and who doesn't before a person enters. So, according to Peter, you have to answer a couple key questions to prove whether they've lived their life and are ready to enter eternal life. So Peter asks a couple questions. Question one, show me your hands. Are they dirty and wet? Or did you keep your hands clean? If your hands are clean, the gates refuse to open. The incarnation means God came down to earth. How far down? All the way down to the point where Jesus washed his disciples' feet. The lowliest parts of the body in the time of Jesus. You don't wash anyone's feet without getting your hands dirty and wet. So being ready to enter the kingdom is not keeping your hands clean, but getting your hands dirty and wet and serving those who Jesus loves. The mark of a clean heart, dirty hands. Question number two, show me your scars. Do you have any battle scars from living a Christian life with the world? Tell your scar stories. In the words of the Canadian composer and lyricist Leonard Cohen, children show scars like medals. Lovers use them as a secret to reveal. A scar is what happens when the word is made flesh. And final question number three, show me your Facebook friends. Are all your friends just like you? Or do you have friends that don't look like you, don't think like you, don't worship like you, don't sit where you sit at the table? Or is your Facebook page just one long look in the mirror? And so the final answer is, are you ready to let go, to let God enter in?